in Galena with Richie Deal. Richie, you're pulling into Galena here in the afternoon. How was that run on the Yukon into Ruby and on the way into Galena for you?
It was a pretty good run for the most part. It was a little cold and windy. The trail wasn't too bad though, so we had a good little run over.
I heard you had to carry a dog a bit of a ways.
Yeah, I'd pack a dog yesterday for a ways, and I just kind of decided, you know, it was a real soft trail yesterday when I was running over to Ruby, and so I just decided to pull off the trail for an hour and a half and get them all situated.
Any other issues other than the one you had to carry for a bit?
No, I mean, they're just little wrist issues here and there that we're dealing with, but it seems like they're all heading up. But we're moving down the trail nicely, so.
I don't want to, if it's something that you don't, I don't know if you're just joking around with Ray, but are you having any of the ladies in heat here?
There's a couple in my team, and we're dealing with it.
Is that something you're worried about?
No, I'm not too worried about it. I think we'll be fine. It doesn't seem to be bothering the rest of the team, so. The good part is the two that are in flaming heat right now are the two dogs in the front of the team, so it's kind of nice.
What does that mean for people who, you know, they might be fans, but they might not know what that means to have your two leaders in heat?
All the boys can chase them. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on right now.
Are you worried about that trail up to Hughesley on back? I mean, it's a pretty long run on both sides, and it's kind of unknown trail, for at least for the Iditarod.
I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm sure it'll be just fine. It's different to us, and something new we'll see, so that's kind of exciting. But there's nothing to worry about. It's just another trail.
So. I heard it was pretty fast into Ruby, but also yesterday on the Yukon, Sugary, as you mentioned, did you make the time you were hoping to make?
No, it took a lot longer, and that's why I had to pull over for a bit. And I mean, I was hauling a dog, and the trail was real, real sugary. And so, I mean, I didn't want to start, you know, getting into a slow walk with them. So I just pulled over for a little bit and got a meal into them and took care of the ones that had little issues, and then we moved on down the trail nicely. So
what do you do when your dogs are sleeping and, you know, you're basically camped out on the Yukon at 30 below, maybe with winds, maybe it's worse? What do you do for 3, 4, 5 hours while your dogs rest up? How do you stay alert and in that racing mentality?
I don't know, if there's wood around, get a fire going. If not, take a nap where you're at, get out of the wind and take a nap.
You feel like you're getting the sleep you need?
I mean, just with all those runs where we weren't in checkpoints, I mean, this was only the second checkpoint I've stopped at. And I mean, I'm definitely a little sleep deprived than I normally would be. You know, it's not that comfortable trying to take a nap at 30, 40 below. So, I mean, you try to, but it really doesn't pan out.
You know, what's going through your mind right now? I mean, where you stand in the race, where you're taking your rests, how your team's doing. Like, what are you rolling over in there?
I think for the most part, I'm just keeping an eye on the ones that I have here and you know, just maintaining them. If I get them over the little wrist issues and stuff, then we'll be good to maybe do a little racing in the second half. But, I mean, right now I gotta just focus on my team and keep them straight. So
you had mentioned in Anchorage at the ceremonial when we talked about finding a rhythm for your dogs and just letting them, trying to keep them hitting that rhythm. Have you found that rhythm? Do you think they're hitting that rhythm that you want to keep going at a good clip?
No, we definitely have not. I mean they're moving fine, but I mean, we've definitely not gotten to a rhythm. We'll get to it here at some point. I'm not worried about it. They'll get a good rest here. We'll deal with some of their little wrist issues, and I'm sure we'll be good to go for the second half.
Yeah, it seems like there's more than 600 miles yet to race. Time to build that rhythm.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's just a lot to go. But like I said, I'm focusing on my team first and what I have to get right before I can do anything you know, like racing. And we're working at it, but we'll get there here soon. So,
all right, thanks, Richie.
Thank you.
That was Richie Deal in Galena taking his 24-hour layover. And for KNOM in Galena, I'm Matthew Smith.